morning. WRNW 329, moderate.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSAH 692, WSAH 692, Unit 1.
WSTM 953. WSTM 953. WSTI 392 mobile. WSCI 392 monitoring. WSDM 953. WSDM 953.
WSDM 993 monitoring.
WSCI 392 mobile.
WSCI 783 to station 392, copy.
WSCI 392, copy.
Where are you headed this cold morning?
We're out running around, got our hairs cut, and just picked up our groceries.
Yeah, that's what me and Mom got to do. Got to go out and get shopping done, grocery shopping done this morning.
Well, it's currently sunny out, if you can believe that.
Yeah, it's going to be cold for a while. I'll take that sun with no wind, though, that's for sure. That helps.
Yeah, when we were walking into Walmart, it was straight out of the north, and Harrison was complaining.
Shopping in Fenton there?
Yeah, we just got done at VEG's because Walmart didn't have some of the stuff we needed.
Wally World's busy or not so bad?
Yeah, it wasn't too busy, but they definitely haven't had a truck today.
Okay, well, we're definitely running low on things, that's for sure. We need to get out somewhere.
Yeah, that's our getting stuff for dinner tonight and dinner tomorrow.
All right, sounds like a plan. We we've got to get rolling around here and get things done, and that's our usual Friday dinner, as you know. So, anyway, this is WSCI 783. I'm clear up yours.
Sounds good. We got Lou and Meg coming over tonight for dinner. I'm on at your dinner tonight, and I'll talk to you later. WSCI 392, clear.
WSEG 849, anyone traveling northbound on 75 today?
WRMZ 640.
WSEP 544 monitoring.
RWJ 9.
WRZQ 607, standing by.
WSPM 993 monitoring.
Sir, 993 WRBG 89, Jeff here. How are you today?
Yeah, how you doing? Pretty good today. How's everything going your way? All is well here.
Fat Yard.
Wasn't able to copy, Jack. You were all broken up.
About that, they can only run to the... having a good day, thank you.
Copy that, WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
The RVG 829, clear and monitoring.
WRWF 516 Mobile, good afternoon.
STI 783, mobile. WSDI 392, station 783.
Hey.
Yeah. It's funny. Your mom says, why did you announce that you're mobile? I said, because my son might be monitoring. And looky.
Yeah, you guys headed to dinner?
Yeah, we got to drop Luna off first. Your sister's had a hell of a day for a day off.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Checked her front tooth, can't do nothing with that. Had a doctor's appointment this morning. Got scar tissue on her one eye, had to see a specialist, and got to take drops.
Oh man, that does not sound like fun.
Mom reminded her that's what happens when you age.
Yeah, I know. Ever since November, I feel it every time I stand up.
We got the special tonight's barbecued chicken and I think roasted potatoes and a veggie.
Very nice. Megan is making company beef tonight, and I think tomorrow night we're going to do the street corn with rice.
All right. Look forward to that. Now that you guys got the recipe down pat.
Yep. More seasoning, more sauce. Makes it really good.
Yeah, JW should be joining us this evening as well.
Well, that'd be good for them to get out of the house. Harrison was just asking me today how their camper was.
Tell them it's very cold. The camper's very cold.
Yeah, he'll get a kick out of that.
All right, well, good to see that you're monitoring the frequency. This is WSCI 783 on Claire Pierce.
All right, you guys enjoy your dinner. WSCI 392, monitoring.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the radio.
I think I heard you speak up earlier today.
WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
WSGH922 monitoring.
WSTM953. How well are you copying me? Is there much noise on my signal? Over. I heard you talking this morning. The stations, the VE3 and the W3 or whatever, you have, what W1 you worked last night, did their voices sound like a gargling? They were like gargling Listerine, over. Now, what you experienced was called aurora. There was a lot of aurora activity on 2 meters last night, where everybody points their antennas to due north, and the workstations all over the United States by pointing their antennas toward the aurora and bouncing off the charged atmosphere from the aurora. You didn't work scatter. Meteor scatter is only worked digitally. You don't never work voice on meteor scatter. It's only digital because the meteors are coming at 100,000 miles an hour. You only have a fraction of a second to bounce off a meteor. You wouldn't even have time to get one word in. Over. Yes, a lot of aurora activity last night. I've worked aurora many, many times over the years. It's a lot of fun, but you have to ask somebody to repeat their call sign. Holy. Yeah, my call is WB8RJY, extra class over here in south of Lansing. That's why I'm a little bit noisy. So just heard you talking in there. Wanted to let you know what you experienced last night. Aurora is a lot of fun. Okay, 73, WSDM953 out. Just in the evenings, it only lasts an hour or two. Just an hour or two in the evenings when there's a lot of sunspot activity and it charges up the atmosphere from aurora. Over. Yeah, a lot of fun, awful lot of fun. All right, take care, 73, WSDM953 out.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring. Thank you.
WRFX966, monitoring.
Doug, were you just calling?
WRPV 448 monitoring.
Hello, Current Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Wow, that was fast. How you doing, 810?
Yeah, not bad. I just pulled into a parking lot. I got a passenger. She just had to run in and grab a snack real quick. You got to be up at the right time, so I figure I'd jump in and say hi real quick.
Boy, I can't make you out. It sounds like you're right on the edge or something. Very staticky. Maybe every fifth word I'm catching. Over.
Alrighty, this should be better. I had the radio on scan mode, and I guess when you keyed up, the radio picked it up off the Flint machine. But I just switched over to Saginaw. Yeah, I got a passenger right now, but she just ran into the store real quick. You keyed up at just the right time, so I figured I'd jump in and say hi real quick.
Copy that. You read much, much better, obviously. I got all of that. Passenger ran into the store to get something. But I hope all is well. Over.
All is well, you know, another busy, fun-filled day, but, you know, all is well. Hope all is good with you also there.
Yeah, just another non-eventful day. Pretty good. Just relaxing, enjoying a little bit of the snowfall today, and just turned on the radio just now for the first time. Over.
Yeah, roger that. It was a bit messy when I drove home from work this morning, but it wasn't bad. I mean, for the most part, I wasn't slipping and sliding or nothing, so that's good. And pretty much everything that we got last night is, you know, for the most part, already gone.
Copy that. Well, hey, I'm going to get back here on the side for a little bit. I imagine you're going to be traveling again in a minute or two. I'll be monitoring on and off tonight, so maybe we'll touch base a little bit later when you got a few more minutes. This is WRPV 448, clear on your final. Yeah, roger that. If I don't get a chance to speak with you later, I hope you have a good evening. Yeah, I'm going to do this run, go home, catch a few hours of sleep, and then I got another job. I got to leave about 10:34, drop her off, and then go to my regular job. So, Kurt, you have a good one. Always a pleasure. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 until we do it again. We'll be monitoring. Copy that. Have a good night.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the radio.
Sheboygan Bob, you reading out there?
Station 544, this is WRPB 448. Hello, Bob.
WRZP 544 for identification purposes. Well, good evening, Kurt. How are you, sir? I copied the mail earlier. Typically this time of night y'all get together.
Wow, you fuzzed out right on the end there. Must be conditions. Anyway, I'm doing well today. Just watching the snow flurries, relaxing, having a quiet day. All is well down here in Groveland Township.
Roger that, sir. Nothing new to report here. 23 degrees. A couple bands of snow coming through, and we're expecting more. And, yeah, conditions, take a look at the sun, what's going on with it, and that'll explain it all, Roger.
Copy that. I used to follow a guy on YouTube that was into space weather a little bit, and I copied one or two of the links for, like, the government satellites, like the GOES-1, I think. So I got a couple of those, and I monitor the space weather a little bit. Don't really understand the numbers, but, you know, when they're higher, it's fuzzier, so that's how it works, I guess. Over.
Roger that. I'll good copy. Hey, I know you're working to get your ticket punched, and now, as you know, I'm a veteran with a TBI. Aviation, Navigation, and Communication Repairman Technician, yada, yada. I've forgotten more than I know, and unfortunately, have you heard of the Handyham program? I'm currently researching it myself.
I've heard you mention that with other people on the radio, so I'm aware of it as far as what I've heard you discuss it on the air, which is not too much. Like you said, I believe you're looking into it now. Over.
Roger that. I went six times, missed it just by the skin of my chinny chin chin. And I'm old, and my memory ain't what it used to be, but I got the station from all get out, like yourself, and yeah, so I keep continuing pushing on, and these folks, they're dedicated to helping the disabled to get their old ticket punched, Roger.
That's very good. I don't think I qualified as disabled, you know, but yeah, it's still worth looking into. Thank you.
Roger that. It's all good. I keep banging away. I ain't giving up. I'm getting that sucker before I leave this big blue marble, brother. So it is what it is, Roger.
Amen to that. So how does your radio station move going? You getting closer to the end of it, or is it still about where it is?
it in. No, sir, I have yet to move any of it. And I got everything I need, new antenna cable, yada, yada. I did get my office moved into the living room here for the winter out of the shack, so that's a good thing, Roger.
Copy that. A little bit of progress anyway. WRPV 448 for identification purposes.
Roger that. All right, it's driving time, so we won't tie up the net there. Road conditions are good here. They're wet and slick with snow, light snow. There's probably an inch here, and it continues to come down, so you all travel safely up here. Kurt, I'll be on all evening as usual, and the best to you and yours, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, clear and monitoring the frequency on your final there, Kurt.
Always good speaking with you, and thanks again for the information on that ham class. Yeah, this is WRPV 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, Fort Freedom, as I call it. And I am clear in monitoring. Over.
WSOC 793, radio check.
Whiskey Sam Fox shot 902, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, all right, Frank, this thing getting out, man? The new antenna on this heat. I'm gonna see if he was doing what it's supposed to be doing, though, Roger.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds a lot cleaner. You want to be in your sweet spot.
Actually, I'm sitting back right now. I can hear. Is it still clean? Yeah, I just got this antenna and
hold on.
They're knocking for me. Yeah, I can hear it. It sounds great, man. Well, maybe it improved it. I don't know, Roger.
I'm good now. Foxtrot 902. I'm clear.
Yeah, hey, I'm being paged here. All right, catch you later. 902 WSOG 793, and I'm back out.
Station 793, this is WRPV 448. Dave, you sound 100% better. Over.
What's the Fox? Trot. What's your sound, Fox? Trot 902. Yeah, Dave just checked out. He got to go somewhere. He'll be back in a minute.
Copy that, thank you. This is WRPV 448 standing by.
Yeah, Dave, he was on standby there for a minute. See if you can get a hold of him.
Yeah, right. I heard him when I was getting up and getting out of the room. I figured I'd just catch him on the way back. Bye, Kurt. You were around. So, yes, I was in 793.
WRPD 448, this is Kurt. Yeah, you're sounding much better. Over.
Yeah, Roger, I appreciate that. Yeah, I got called for, had to leave the room, and as I was leaving the room, I heard you calling, but I figured I'd just catch you on the rebound back then. Yeah, my Nagoya's. My Nagoya antenna showed up today. I got it on here there, Roger.
Yeah, it makes a substantial difference. I know we've got some adverse conditions in the atmosphere today, but, just a little bit ago, you were booming loud and clear. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, hold on, let me turn, I got my communications receiver on. Yeah, well, for the past couple of days, I haven't been really able to talk to anybody, as you know, because I tried talking to you, and I'd come in good, and then I'd break up and all this other stuff. Yeah, I heard some people talking earlier that the conditions outside are funky. I kind of figured that, too, that you sound good yourself, though, no breakups, no nothing, Roger.
Well, thank you. I guess that's the advantage of being on a decent base station and a fixed antenna and all that. And I got a pretty good shot to the Flint repeater. As near as I can tell, I'm about 20 miles from it. Over.
Oh wow! What how many watts you putting out there? Go ahead.
I'm on medium power, which is supposed to be about 20 watts. I forgot what it was when I tested it.
That kind of makes me curious now if I could drop my power level and see if, I might not do that now. I might try that later there. So what's old Kurt up to? Go ahead.
Absolutely nothing. I just sat here all day and watched snow flurries and just got done eating dinner and watching a video or two and got the radio on in the background, and that's pretty much my existence at night. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. I just messed around here and there and today and just stuff. I don't know. It's just stuff. Yeah, I was trying to tell you the other day, Happy New Year and everything and stuff, and you kept telling me that I was barely readable, so I gave up. You know, I just figured, well, and then like I said yesterday, I tried to get out here and getting the same thing, so I figured I was just going to wait for my antenna to show up there. Roger.
Well worth the wait. Definitely a big improvement. Definitely less frustrating, and it makes this a lot more fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, because actually I'm sitting back in my chair now. I never could used to do that. I had to sit straight up, had the antenna straight up, and I had to have it in a sweet spot. Now I'm sitting back in my chair and... But yeah, that's the thing too, you know, before I got this antenna and stuff, you know, if I'm keep down talking, the only thing going through my head is, am I breaking up or is you actually still hearing me there? Go ahead.
I know the feeling well. Well, anyway, I'm going to get back here and monitor on the side. I definitely wanted to tell you, you know, you're sounding real good. You know, I'll be on and off the radio probably, you know, intermittently the rest of the night, as I say. So this is WRPD 448, Kurt, from Groveland Township. Clear on your final.
Yeah, roger that, 448, Kurt. You have yourself a good evening if I don't get back out here again. I don't know what I'm going to be doing rest of the night, but I might get out here spuriously, like you said. So, anyway, we'll talk to you later, Kurt. WSFZ 793, back out. You still monitoring, Frank?
WRZP 544, WIUG 488, Jack, over. Negative contact, WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
WSSZ 793, I just want to sneak in there real quick, say good evening, WSZP 544, Bob. Just want to get in and wave my hand there, roger.
WRZP 544, for identification purpose, always willing to raise a hand back up and shake your hand there, brother Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Got the new antenna on the handheld. The old new antenna came today and got it on the handheld. I'm just checking it out there, roger.
Roger that. You still got to find your sweet spot. You drop out occasionally and you got a little bit of crackling going on. Not crackling, but crunching going on in the background. Did you get a mag mount? Hopefully mounted on a pie tin, maybe?
No, this is a handheld. I kind of, before I started talking to you, I kind of snuck the power down the medium, but I snuck it back up to high. Just got to run it on out here, right?
Roger, I fully understand, brother. If I'm in the shack, it's all good, but here in the house, I've got more interference from computers, TVs, and security cameras than you can shake a stick at, so I get it. There's a sweet spot where I'm in here on my seat, so thanks for giving a holler. It's all good. 23 degrees, got maybe an inch of snow, and of course, as you well know, more coming in, so you be blessed, and the best to you and yours, WRZP 544.
All right, Bob. Well, I found out, too, I don't need much of a sweet spot. I'm sitting back in my chair, which I never was able to do before, never. Anyway, it's always good talking to you. I just want, like I said, just want to give there away my hand to you. 26 degrees over here in Warren, and I look out the window. I don't see any snow on the ground, so that's the way it is. Anyway, take care, Bob. Have a good evening. WSRZ 793, and I'm on the side.
That was crystal clear. You're in the right spot. If not, yeah, that was good. And again, crystal clear, very little background noise. So keep doing what you're doing, brother. It's working for you. WRZP 544.
Check, check. I'm back out. WRTX 57. WRTX 488, WRTX.
Jeff, is your radio frozen? Oh, which one? One in your truck. One thing I noticed, even on a cold day, the LCD doesn't freeze on the G20G. It's like unaffected by the cold, like most radios. You turn them on, and the LCD takes forever. You know, it's like frozen. GB20G.
Oh, not that one, no. Look, I just got that one. I have not used it all day. And I just talked to you just now.
Going on 3 years. Had this radio in the car for 3 years. No issues whatsoever. Not even with a mic.
But you know what? I don't know. Yesterday, a few people said you don't sound good. So on that, not on the car, the one that DB20G at home, they said you don't sound good. I don't know if it was the reason why.
Probably antenna. I think your antenna's coax is crapping out.
It could be that, your wiring, you know what I mean? Because that wire, I had that wire since the Radio Shack. That was the Radio Shack wire, the LMR 240.
Get some LMR 400 and then be happy. Don't worry about it. It'll be perfect.
You know, you're right, Eric. The 400. I have the 400. It's sitting in the shed, but it's very hard to twist. It's very hard. It's very, very hard to twist. Maybe it's the wrong LMR. I don't know. But it is very hard, and it doesn't have the 259 on it at all.
X957. Yeah, there's a more flexible version of it. You know, yeah, make sure you get the flexible version. A little bit more money. Anywho, I'm home, so I'll get a hold of you soon, you know, a day or so. We'll have everything for you.
I'm
going to check your coax on your motor, too. It sounds like you're breaking up a little bit.
No, I have not done that. Maybe because of cold weather. And you know what? The 75 is acting up a little bit.
Roger, probably. All right, catch you later. WRTX 957. Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot 902.
Good evening, 902, WRZP 544.
Looking for Dave. Dave, you out there, bud? Mr. Dude, you out there? Mr. Dude? You're copying, Dave, and you're just standing by. Just coming out to Clem, heading your way. So be there in 25. All right, brother. Out.
Data, Mike Test, can anybody pick me up there? WSGA5, CC Data, Mike Test, of course.
Hello there.
Someone hearing me? Over.
This is WSGL226. I'm using a new antenna, so I'm not sure if you can hear me, but I can hear you.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. First transmission, broken and unreadable. And the gentleman that returned you were loud and clear here at the tip of the mint. WRCP 544.
This is WSGL 226. I'm over in the Trenton area. I'm glad to hear I'm coming in loud and clear. I just built a jungle antenna and I had it hanging up in the living room of my brick apartment, so I'm pretty impressed.
Yes, I can confirm you are coming in clear. I repositioned my radio, maybe I'm getting out a little better, I don't know. Over.
Congrats again and pleasure to meet you.
WSDM 953. WSDM 953 Lansing.
Lansing, WRCP 444. Have you Lima Charlie up here in Sheboygan County, tip of the mint, sir?
Okay, I believe this is Sheboygan County. Where is this repeater located, over?
Currently on the MIA system. Now, propagation's going crazy, so I'm here at the tip of the mint in Michigan on the MIA network, sir.
Okay, very good. Yeah, the name is Jeff. CCHM here between Lansing and Jackson. I wasn't sure what repeater this was. It looks like we got some very enhanced propagation this evening. Over.
Yes, sir. It's all good. I'm in the shack, so I'm trying to pull up the hubnet as we speak. And then I'll let you know exactly what repeater you're hitting there if you'll give me a minute, Roger.
Okay, WSDM 953, south of Lansing, standing by.
is
I'm sorry, you got covered up by another repeater. I think they're bringing up two or three repeaters, so I should hang in here very long, but try it one more time. Over.
WSGL 226. I was just saying that I'm south of Fenton, and I'm hitting the Flint repeater.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I have programmed in this radio. What's up? The Flint repeater. I'm south of Lansing, which is Lansing and Jackson. Okay, I'll clear because I'm getting into two or three, tying up two or three repeaters here. So WSGM 953, clear. Have a nice evening.
If I may, proper etiquette requires when there's a conversation going on, we break between communications where you can break in and join the conversation. It's pretty rude to key up over somebody else's talking to somebody else. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Okay, Bob, I was hearing three different voices in this. I wasn't sure who was talking to me, so I apologize for not being able to tell who it was and who was talking with me. Somebody else answered me from another repeater, so my apologies. WSGM 953, Lansing out, 73.
Third, sir. No, you and I are good. It was all good. It was that third party in there. No harm, no foul. We got to learn a network. WRZD 544, clear, monitoring.
Good evening to you, Sheboygan Bob, 544. WRF X 966. Brian down in Warren, Michigan, waving my hand.
WRZP 544. Well, Brian, I tell you what, brother, you're rocking it tonight. Your modulation's crystal clear and great signal. Over.
I appreciate that response. I'm using my base that I finally got set up here just before it got really cold. Roger.
Roger that. Go ahead and rub it in, sir. All kidding aside, I'm supposed to move my base station to the living room out the radio shack for the winter. Currently on in HD here, so I hope it's working good. Well, congratulations there. Keep doing what you're doing, over.
I got the antenna up there just above the house, plenty of distance. I can reach out to Mount Clemens or the Detroit repeater, nice and clear. And it's usually a balmy 63 in my basement where I've got my radio set up. So as long as I remember to put my comfy socks on and my sweatshirt pullover, I can sit down here all night long and talk without shivering.
To that. Long-time listener, working on getting my ticket punched. And if I may, no need to yell. Back off of that microphone because you're overdriving just a little bit, Roger.
Okay. I appreciate the information. Like I said, I've never heard myself on this one, but it's actually my mobile that I was driving with over the summertime. And like I said, really nice antenna on top. Got my ham ticket, so I play around here and on 400 megahertz over there on the ham side. Just you know, something to keep warm, or do while I can keep warm in the house, Roger.
All good copy. As a matter of fact, I heard conversations in the background. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it. My radio shack is separated from the house here, and I didn't move anything indoors. I'm currently on an H3. Whatever you're doing, oh, man, it's magnificent. So, it's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
always a pleasure to chit-chat with you there, Bob. You're always so nice and polite and come back to everybody. I'm going to take a sit by on the side here and listen to a little bit more of what's going on while I'm watching my TV show. Roger.
That and tell that fella in the background go ahead and order one up because I heard that. Always a pleasure serving you. Again, welcome. And oh yeah, that's what we do. I consider us a league of extraordinary gentlemen, if you will, on our way to getting our tickets punched. You and yours, safe and prosperous New Year. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob Clear, Monitor Network, up here at the Redbird LZ at the tip of the mint.
I hope it's a healthy and prosperous new year for you and yours, for me and mine. WRFX 966, I'll be clear and standing by.
C7, CWM, from Lewis.
Station 966, you're sitting by me here, Roger.
Roger, Jack. WIUG 488, haven't heard from you in a while, sir.
Well, you know that, Brian. Christmas and New Year, drink here, drink there. Play cards, don't have time to sleep, and it's all gone now, anyhow. So how you doing? You're sounding good. You're really sounding good on the 675, Roger.
I'm actually keying up the 625, but yeah, my almost 2 weeks off of work is already gone, and I don't know where it went. I was so doggone busy between going to church and working my part-time job and all that good stuff. It's like I never even got a full day to relax.
Oh, no, you don't need to relax. You're still young. You're still young, 100%. Anyhow, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing the best I can. I gotta swing by my buddy's body shop tomorrow and see how much a new front bumper for my truck will cost me because somebody doesn't know how to drive. And other than that, healthy and happy.
What's the name of that radio you got out there?
This is an Anytone 778. I believe it's the 778.
See what I'm saying? That's Anytone to sound good anyhow. Almost like DB20G. Anyhow, that's what I heard. Well, Eric, yeah, you're sounding good. Roger.
Yeah, I hope so. Anyways, now this is 70 centimeter, 2 meter, and I got it opened up so I can do this here GMRS on it. So it covers all the major stuff for right now.
I see. Yeah, you can do everything you want with that one. Was no problem at all. Anyhow, I said, what are you going to work tomorrow morning?
No, sir. They didn't even ask me. I went back to work Thursday, worked Thursday and today, and I'm off for 2 days before I have to go back.
I don't know if you're going to be out there tomorrow morning or not. Roger.
I've got the alarm set and I plan on it, so Unless something happens, I will be there.
I'll probably be out there tomorrow, but it's cold. I just went outside, it was cold, and then just came back inside. I don't know what you're going to do tonight. It might drop down to 10.
I'll remote start the truck so I got a little bit of warmth when I go outside to climb in. Roger.
That's good. You got it made, then you out. Brian. Well, Brian, good talking to you. I got to go and get me something to eat. And, I went to sleep about 2 hours ago and woke up about a half hour ago. I was outside all day. Go do this, go do that, honey do this, honey do that. Okay, yeah, no problem, yeah. Then I got tired. So I just came in and took a little nap, and so that's all it is. Roger.
Oh, I already took my 15-minute nap a little bit earlier, watching the news with the wife, and only saw about half of it.
That's all that's good for it this winter. All right, Brian, you take care. I'll see you tomorrow morning anyhow. WIUG 88.
Okay, Jack, stay warm. We'll see you in the morning. WRFX 966. Stand by.
CE7CDW radio check.
I'm fishing out there with a radio check. You want to come back again? Get too close to the mic, that way we can hear you good, because your audio is low. And this is WIUG, 88.
CU7, CUW, can you hear me?
Fall back here with that cosign. I can't copy that cosign really good. Come on back again.
About 30 miles from the Detroit River, far away.
What are you, on the Canadian side? Are you on the Canadian side or the U.S. side? Which one is it? It was cold. Couldn't take it, so I had to go inside and check the temperature. And it was like about 12 degrees. Roger?
That's
24
out right now.
I was 24, but you know what? That was the blowing a little bit too. Roger?
Hall place,
which one is it?
A mobile truck here.
Motorola with Max Track, or not Max Track. 1225.
No problem at all. Good evening. By the way,
somebody keyed all over town, and it was all static.
Now, is now any better?
I'm kind of starting to think it might be your signal.
That's why. All right, Travis, you take care. WING 48.
Talked to you from Owasso that day.
Okay. Yes, I got to get a couple of notes up and running. Put one note in Florida, and then I'm going to put one in Owasso or drop one at my house.
Explain that all to me tomorrow. Get her out and dust her off every once in a while so people think she's not, I didn't bury her in the basement or anything, so.
Oh, not in your trade.
What they say about old undertakers, they just get buried in their work.
Okay, I didn't hear that one before, that's pretty good. It's a dead ringer.
All right, well, have a good night. I'll see you tomorrow. WRWS 538.
What time
are
you
there?
Yeah, there?
We'll be out at about 1 o'clock to make sure everything's all set up and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm anticipating getting out earlier than later, so I just got to get all suited up again. All right, have fun. WSCY 842 in the township of Flint.
WSOZ 793, quick radio check. WSOZ 793, radio check.
Station 793, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Jack. How's this radio sound out to you? Go ahead.
Then good. Are you on HD radio? Rocky Talkie?
Yeah, I'm on my friend's one. Same thing, Bowsing. My Goy antenna showed up tonight. He's wanting to test it out there. Go ahead.
It's good, you know, it's working good. Is that the 771G?
Yes, sir, 771G, go ahead.
Hey, sounding good. Just do me a favor, when you think it's good, it's literally good. Your audio is good, your signal is good. But the thing is, hold it up straight, that radio. It helps a lot, too. Roger?
Yeah, Roger, that. I always make sure I'm holding it up straight. I'm able to sit back in my chair now and everything else without dropping out of the repeater there. Go ahead.
Are you on a Mount Clemens repeater? By the way?
No, actually I'm on the Detroit repeater. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, no, you're sounding good. No doubt about it. Your audio is good and your signal is good. All right, buddy, you take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Yeah, Jack, you do the same. I appreciate the radio check. You have yourself a good evening, and thanks for the advice on the antenna. WSFZ 793, and I'm back out.
That station out there with a radio check. You don't sound good at all. That's all I heard, radio check. What you do if you're on the handheld, hold up your handheld straight up in the air. WIUG 48.
WIUG 48, is this any better?
Yes. The house. Do it, babe. If you're inside the house, be by the window. That way you can get a clear shot. But you are good, doing good. I understand. WIUG 48.
Okay, thank you. WSSA 8875.
Now you're
on extra,
I'd like you to sitting by me. And what was that post time again? Sorry, write it down. Please.
WSAA975.
I got you. My name is Jack, by the way. I don't know how long you've been on the radio, but you're really right now, whatever you did, and whatever, I think I gave you a good heads up, and really sounding good. And what kind of radio?
It's TID Radio H3.
That was a good radio, but I don't know what the antenna you got out there. Is that just cam with it, or is it a different antenna?
The one that came with it.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488.
Well, good evening, Bob. How you doing today? I just hollered at you a few minutes ago to see how you're doing. Roger?
Roger that. I copied the mail yesterday, and this evening I got all my veteran brothers over here and we're playing poker, so definitely copying the mail, and hope you're well. Over.
Yes, Bob, I'm doing okay. It's just cold outside. It feels like a 10-degree weather. That's how cold outside. Because I have to go get the mail and came back. Roger?
Look at that. It's a balmy 23 degrees here. Light snow. Overcast all day and predicted 3 to 5 inches tomorrow. But I maybe have an inch and a half on the ground. Roger.
Roger, Bob. All right, Bob, go ahead and do what you got to do. Play that poker. And if you want a little bit of money, you take care and you have a good evening. And tell everybody I said hello. WIUG 48.
And thank you, Jack, be safe, and as always, a pleasure, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we're monitoring the radio.
Whiskey Romeo Mike Quebec 805 HT Mount Clemens repeater standing by.
WIUG 48. You're sounding good.
Well, thank you for that, 488. How are you doing this evening?
Doing fine. How about you, sir?
I'm doing all right. I'm out door dashing. I'm taking myself a little break right now.
Good. Keep warm, though. It's a little bit chilly out there. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I still have the engine running and the heat on so I don't freeze. I'm getting kind of old, you know.
Yeah, you know, we get old every day, so there's nothing new. So anyhow, well, you take it easy out there, and you have a good evening. And this is WIUG 28.
Copy that, and thank you, sir. This is Whiskey Romeo Mike, Quebec, 805. First personal is Cliff, standing by. Whiskey Romeo Mike, Quebec, 805. Clearing the channel. Have a good evening, everyone.
You too, 805, WRZT, 544, tip of a mint, be safe, prosperous New Year, sir.
WSGG 772, Paul calling Dave.
There's a few Daves out here. Which one are you looking for, sir?
WSGG 772, Paul. Dave, WRV, S713, over.
Roger, Paul. I can hear you loud and clear. Sorry, I just can't read my my call sign.
I had to go to my phone. I had it in my phone, your call sign. I wrote it down, but I couldn't find it.
Unfortunately, I had a officer of the law sitting next to me, so it's not like I could turn on any lights or anything. Sorry about that.
All right. Turn off NGC 1200, please. Thank you.
The last transmission I heard on the other channel, you were right at my sister's house.
Yes, that's correct. Transmission on Simplex was Van Dyke Freeway. And that was about it. That's when I signed off.
Okay, you can turn off the Roger Beat mode app.
Dave, you got your Roger beep on. Over.
I apologize. I will sign off. I'm driving and I must have hit a button. I do apologize to everybody that I have it on. This is, hang on, give me a second here. This is WRSV S713 signing off.
Whiskey Sahara, Golf Golf 772, signing off, over and out.
Dave, I'm going to run and drop this off. Give me a second.
Yeah, Roger.
Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot 902. Mr. Dave, you out there, brother? Yeah, the repeater sucked on you a little bit.
talk to you then, my friend. WSFZ 793, I'm going to be monitoring. Go ahead, that break.
Foxtrot 902, Dave, still there?
Yeah, come on, 902, 793 is here.
Yeah, 793, so what's happening, huh? Are you copying me good? Because you're getting washed out by something, buddy.
Yeah, I'm copying you good. I slid over to the Mount Clemens repeater. Hold on, I'm going to fly back to Detroit. All right, how's that? Any better?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you sound better. Here for a minute, I couldn't really cut this. It might just be me, though, too, so I don't know. I mean, I'm in my spot where I normally talk, but we'll see. So what's happening? What'd you end up doing there?
Yeah, nothing. You're working really good from the spot you normally talk on. You sound a hell of a lot better, I'll tell you that. Nothing. I was, went on the Tubi. I was looking at the choice of movies. I already seen about probably all of them that are on there, so I don't know. I'm just sitting here chilling, listening to the two-way here. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. I mean, shoot, if I'm still sounding good in here, I mean, I'm walking around the house now all over the place, so if I still sound good, these antennas are pretty nice.
Yeah, if you're walking around, man, Jesus, I mean, you sound really good. I mean, clean. I mean, no, nothing, man. Not even no air noise in behind you. It used to be if you moved around in the chair, you would go in and out there, roger.
Yeah, roger that. I just think our problems, a lot of our problems, and I kind of...
Except for right there, wherever you just were. That wasn't too good.
Yeah, I was in the other room there, and there's no windows in that room. Now I'm in a window, I'm in a room with 1, 2, 3, 2, 4, 5, well, actually a slider and 2 double windows, so here I get out pretty good here, so.
And it gotta be some good antennas, man. I'm sitting back in my chair, and like I said before, when you used to even get up out of the chair, you would go away. You couldn't walk around your house and me hear you. Now, you know, you're sounding really good there. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're somewhere
married that girl.
I think it's making a huge difference. The way you sound, the way I sound, if I'm coming in clean, it's worth it, you know what I mean? So it's a good deal. Good deal all the way around.
Yeah, well, like I said before, Jack was the one, 488, I think it's 488, was the one who told me about these antennas. And as I got to talking to other people, yeah, they were telling me that's the one to get. And like I said, you know, even when they came, you know, I wasn't all, you know, I'm probably still going to have all kinds of problems. But now it's a hell of an improvement for my, well, you know, like they say, the stock antennas that come with these ain't really any good to begin with there. But, yeah, we're getting there, dude. We're getting there.
Yeah, but like we were talking about, these are specifically tuned for these channels. So that's going to make a huge difference. The other ones are they're tuned for 3 bands. That's going to be a total different antenna. So, and there's a little bit of each, you know what I mean, compared to something that's tuned for one desired channel. I mean, that's the problem right there. So.
Yeah, Roger that. So you say they were humming your sound system in the truck, eh?
Yeah, I forgot I had it on high. I just looked down at my meter, and I keyed it up, and then my amps into my my subs. Oh my! I thought I was gonna pop my subs out.
Give me a sec. I'm gonna try something. I'm gonna try lowering down to medium. Tell me if it makes any difference. All right.
Yeah, Roger that.
All right. I got her on the medium side, man. Is it any good, or is it starting to make noise?
Believe it or not, you actually sound better. I don't know how that can be, but you sound better.
Yeah, it's just something. I would go to low, try it on low, but I'm not. It's all right. If it still works on medium, if I can keep talking on medium, I'll just leave it on medium, give me a little more talk time. It doesn't suck the battery down fast on high, but it does suck the battery down there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that, because I'm looking at my battery right now as we're talking about it. I have up on high, and it's probably down to 3/4. And normally, you know, I just had these on the chargers last night. I've been running for maybe an hour just listening. So, yeah, I think it makes a difference.
Yeah, I ran mine dead last night purposely. Not to where the radio shut off, but to where it was blinking. I stuck it in the charger and went to bed and pulled it off the charger this morning. Hey, if you're not moving around or anything, sneak up in there and put it on medium. Let me hear you on medium.
Yeah, I've already beat you to that. I just turned it down to medium because it was drawn on the battery, so if I'm still getting out now. I mean, this is a good spot where I normally talk out of. But, yeah, these antennas, I think they do make a difference.
Oh, it's not a shred. Yeah, you sound great still. It's not a shred. It's out in my mind now, man. Right off the bat, I mean, I haven't really fully put the test to him yet, but right off the bat, I'm sitting back in my chair, man. Normally, I would never be able to do that. I'm not even in the sweet spot either. You know, right there, running on medium, which I couldn't do before unless, unless the sky was clear, you know, and everything. Or go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. Definitely. Like I said, that's the whole point of, like I said, is if you got to keep in one spot and hold your arm up and have a piece of tinfoil in your hand and, you know, come on, you know, that's, for the amount of money for these antennas, it's a no-brainer. So, but yeah, you're definitely getting out and you're sounding better. And if you can kick it down to where you have it, you're saving the battery for a little bit, and the next event should be getting a couple batteries and we'll be good to go.
Yeah, no, this gives me a little extra talk time, I suppose. But yeah, the bigger batteries are coming next. Got to have them. It would be nice. I was just looking some up a little while ago and checking a few things out here and there. But yeah, medium power, you sound good. You don't, there ain't even no noise in there behind you or nothing there, okay.
Well, yeah, roger that. So yeah, we'll talk over the phone and we'll figure out the next adventure here. So, and like I said, I'm probably going to pick up a few of these and, like I said, just to have a couple more laying around, and then I'll just go ahead and fill them up these channels. The next test will be is when I shoot up to Patapsee up there and then see what I can do with that. So, because I should have all the channels in there to take me all the way up, but we'll figure it out as I go when I'm ready to go up there. So.
Hey, well, like I said, the last time, the guy I talked to the other day up in Petoskey, I believe he said he was going through the Sheboygan repeater. So, you know, and I believe he was on a handheld, I think. I don't even know if I asked him that, but, yeah, so as long as you got Sheboygan in your radio, then, you go on, you know, if you go up there, you should be able to do the business there, Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Another thing is, too, is there's another guy that's in Melanson. That's where I used to live, right there in Melanson. That's just north of Petoskey. There's another guy that's got a repeater right in that area, too. So I'll see what, like I say, I'll see what I can do with it. And like I said, I'd like to get my brother-in-law a pair of these and a couple other people, you know, and see that way everybody's got a little something, you know what I mean?
It'd be cool to get your brother-in-law in here and stuff, and I could say hello to him and, you know, rest you a little bit here and there. So, all right, I'm going to sit back on the side and open the frequency in case somebody else wants to use it. And I'll get back to you in a little bit there. WSFZ 793, I'm going to sit back and monitor after your final there, okay?
Yeah, all right, righteous. Yeah, we had a nice little conversation here, so it's good. Yeah, Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. I'll be standing on the side myself. Happy New Year out there, everybody.
WSGG772. This is WRVS713. Over.
This is WSGG772. Over.
Roger. Do I still have a Roger V?
That's a negative. Over.
Thank you very much. This is WRSV713. Out.
This is Whiskey Sahara Golf Golf 772. Over and out. Whiskey Sahara 772, over. Whiskey Sahara Golf Golf 772, over.
WRZP544, WIUG48A, over.
WIUG48, go ahead, Bob.
I'm following the nav radar and the satellite data. And it's coming in here, and it should be pouring down here within the next, maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours, Roger.
I just was on that side, and that was going to say snow coming down now. But over here, it looked like about 10-degree weather. It's pretty cold.
All good, copy. We're looking at -6, -4 with the wind chill here. But as I said, in the typical snow belt, when you pull it up in the old satellite or local radar, you'll see it coming in. Roads are still clear and travelable. However, do use caution when traveling north, Roger.
Roger that, Bob. Yeah, I probably won't be until maybe tomorrow. I'll take a trip north a little bit.
and that's about it. Maybe not, because I have my brother-in-law. He wants to go to a friend, so I don't know if we're going to go or not. But you know what? Tomorrow's the breakfast time, so we'll be at the breakfast.
Copy, Jack. Well, I'm looking at the Michigan map. There's no power outages reported at this current time. But however, as I said, as typical, the Mackinac Bridge South in the lower Grayling, hazardous road conditions and a lot of snow going to come in this evening. So anything you need, and if you get up this way, you know where I'm at, Jack. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear and monitoring.
Bob, thank you for that. And for you take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48. One other thing, Bob, I have the 10-watt radio. I want to see how am I doing over your way. I want to test it now. Is that possible?
Do that. Send your traffic and I'll stand by because I'm bringing up the weather advisories here and the MedTards aviation map. So you do your thing there, Jack. We got another winter weather advisory for the next 5 hours and 15 minutes. And then, as I said, frozen roads from snow. So I'll wait here and we'll stand by. WRZP 544.
Station 544, Station 544, WIUG 48, copy?
No.
Yes, we did. I don't know who said no, but that was pretty good. Go ahead, station and channels here. Jack, you're Lima Charlie, and I have you 5x5 here. Go ahead, no. Yes, not Jack, but it's all good. We know who that was anyway. All right, brother, any weather changes, I'll keep this network abreast this evening. Y'all be safe. And always, Jack, WRZP 544, clear, monitoring the radio.
WIUG,
but it ain't
clear.
All good, copy, Jack. WRZP 544 will be monitoring radio throughout the evening to provide updated weather information and road hazard conditions up north. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring.
WSGG 7722, over.
WRTF 910, radio check.
No, sorry.
Cool, I'll do some tinkering and try again later. Thank you, nice lady. WRTF 910.
902, Frank, you still in there?
That was sort of intelligible if you want to try again.
Contact 902 WSOC 793 monitoring.